Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, we're about 40 minutes away from hooking you up some last-minute Halloween costume ideas. We got you all set up there. And we got a password headed your way in about 5 minutes to play Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
And a lot of text messages coming in about people that got famous on social media.
Whatever happened to them,
like the smash guy.
Yeah, he went to jail.
He's in jail. He did end up killing somebody.
Oh, that was awful.
Bad. And what about Hot Target guy? Alex from Target.
We had him in.
We might seriously have to do a segment once a week of Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
I found Antoine Dodson, by the way. He is back home. He went back to school.
Lincoln Park.
He's in Lincoln Park. He's going to be going to become a real estate agent.
Oh, okay.
And he's got a little boy in his video with him, so he has kids.
He does cameos.
And he does cameos, yes.
So you can have him surprise someone with a cameo message.
Look at that.
Alex from Target tried to do a boy band or something.
He's in L.A. in the YouTube community.
Yeah.
He's living out there in that neighborhood.
That now.
I think. Still doing that.
Those kids make so much money just showing up at these autograph sessions.
Right.
Yeah.
My daughter is already excited about the next one.
Yeah.
Where they just stand there and kids come up, fist bump them, hug them, take selfies, and move on to the next one.
Mm. And I'll follow you back for $10 also.
She's still asking me to give her $10 to follow, so this guy will follow her back. I'm like, no.
I know.
My daughter just needs to listen to Love Letters to Kelly. My daughter doesn't even listen to me.
Well, speaking of that, it is time for Love Letters to Kelly, and it's brought to you by Third Love this morning.
That's a wonderful tie-in, because we're all about love, and do you love your bra, ladies? Yeah. And some gentlemen.
Some do, yeah.
If you're getting home at the end of the day and you cannot wait to unhook your bra and throw it across the room, you're probably wearing the wrong size bra. I'm wearing my Third Love bra right now. I even had to look. Am I wearing a... It's so comfortable. You don't have straps that are constantly slipping. That was always a problem with me. For some reason, my right bra strap's always falling off. Not with Third Love. The bra straps don't slip. They don't have the itchy tags in the back. And you might find out, ladies, if you go on thirdlove.com and take the Fit Finder quiz, you've been wearing the wrong size bra all along. It just takes about a minute. Takes into account the shape of your breast as well as all your, you know, the other measurements that go with. They use over 14 million women's data to now offer more than 80 sizes of bras, including the signature half cup sizes. And if you take this bra home, they have the perfect fit promise. Well, you don't take it home. It's delivered to you at home. You have 60 days to wash it, wear it, and really test it out. If you don't love it, return it. Third Love washes it and donates it to a woman in need.
Nice.
Now, Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everybody. Right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order at thirdlove.com/kid. So go there to find your perfect fitting bra. Get 15% off your first order at thirdlove.com/KIDD. Not a code. It's a special web address, and you'll save 15%.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I was with someone in college, and we were horribly in love, but because of my culture, we broke up.
Horribly in love. That's a weird way of putting it, isn't it?
Hmm.
My parents had me arranged. And I'm with a great guy I respect and love now. Oh. Recently, the college guy and I started talking because I was going to be in the area for a work thing, so we decided to meet up for a drink. We talked, and I forgot what it was like to have someone get me like he used to get me. I told him we can't talk anymore, and he agreed. My question is, how do you put something like that behind you? How do you make your heart realize you probably should have made different choices with your life, but you didn't, and you have to deal with that? I have a good life. Both my husband now and I have great jobs, good kids, a nice house. He just doesn't get me like I would like. And I gave up a while ago thinking that he ever would. Many conversations, and we never end up on the same page. Either way, I do respect him and our commitment to one another. But how can I get over Mr. College? Thanks, Jasmine.
Well, that's the thing, is we always look at our past. And, you know, you even described it as horribly, terribly, awfully, whatever, in love. And when we look back at those old relationships, we only focus on the real sunny, rosy parts of it, the pretty pink parts that were so lovely and beautiful about it. And if you really go back and start thinking about why did we break up again, it's usually not as... And see, I think that's where you're focusing so much energy on that old idea of what the relationship was. If you put that same energy into finding the common ground with your husband and the things you do agree on and see eye to eye on and celebrate those things... Maybe if you put more energy into that, you'd feel better about your current relationship. But you got to let that old one go, because consequences of following through with it, play that out, best case scenario, worst case scenario. I can't think of a best case scenario. Best case scenario is you get it, and it's so good. And then what is the ramifications of that? Your children are now divided between two homes. You've divorced. Embarrassing.
True.
Your mom's an adulteress. I mean, there's all these things that go into following through on those feelings. Not that I think that she's really wanting to do that. I think she's just spending too much time fantasizing on the idea of that guy. Not that she's going to cheat.
And I'm sure when you have an arranged marriage, you think about what could have been with someone else.
Sometimes, yeah. But I think, you know, we talk to a lot of, you know, the part of the town I live in, we have a lot of, you know, people from a different culture where they do a lot of arranged marriages. And, you know, if you talk to some of them, they're like, I really do love my husband. And I really do, you know, you learn.
To love them?
To love. You can learn. Sometimes love is very mental.
What about attraction? Do they get attracted? What if you're not attracted at first?
Well, you know what?
Attraction, I don't want to learn the love.
You can be attracted all day, but, you know, how many people are in relationships that it's like, we couldn't keep our hands off each other. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. And then that fades so quickly.
Yeah.
And that's a fun and wonderful part of a relationship, but it's not everything. You know?
Yeah. Take a pause for the cause real quick because we need to hook you up with a password for Beat the Bank. Extreme! Hold on to this because we'll have you call in 10 minutes or less. Okay, Kid Nation? The password you need is Crunch.
Crunch.
That is your password. Again, within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in so you could play the game. So hold on for that, and we'll get back to it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Hillary wrote us and said, Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am, Hillary.
I have been with my boyfriend for 6 years. I'm 23, and he is 33. Doing the math here. Okay. And to be frank, Hi, Frank. He likes feet. About 2 years ago, I noticed something on his phone while he was drunk and texting. He was texting a few mutual friends of ours, female, all of them, asking them about their feet. What color is their toenail polish? Can they send a picture of their feet? You know, stuff like that. I brought it up to him multiple times how inappropriate this was, and we eventually were able to find an app that can temporarily block people for 12 hours while he is drinking, since this only happens when he drinks. Well, I saw him drunk texting again recently, and you guessed it, he didn't block or forgot to block before he drank too much, and he was commenting on one of our friend's toenail polish.
Frank the Tank likes feet.
That he saw earlier that day. I don't know what to do. When I think about it, it sounds so dumb, but since it's something that turns him on, I feel like it's not okay for him to ask or comment about those to other girls. Am I crazy? What should I do? Other than this, we have an amazing relationship. And he shows me just how much he loves me with his affection.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I mean, I like feet.
Maybe you just say, you know, if you're going to do that, just text me about my feet, maybe. Can you make it all about your feet?
You got feet right there, bro. Feet?
Can you make it just about your... Is there a way to make it just about your feet and nobody else's feet? What does he do about feet when he's sober? Is he messing with her feet?
Yeah, hey, can't stand.
No, he's only all about the other feet when he's drinking.
It's a weird little quirky thing, isn't it?
We need, like, a tender for feet.
There's a lot of those people out there. That's what's weird. Kelly and I have seen them.
Really?
Every day I get a message to asking to show my feet.
And there's certain websites that have pictures of our feet on them, Jenna. People have pointed them out to us before.
How'd mine get ranked? My feet are kind of ugly.
My fourth toes are disgusting.
Yeah, mine are. You can't even see.
But to some people, they're not.
It's a little cashy toes.
Now, according to statistics, at least one person in the office is going to be into it.
Yeah.
At least one.
What statistics?
In the feet?
The statistics out there of people
what
who like feet.
Statistics?
Trey,
they say it's like 1 in 5.
Yeah, see? 1 in 5 people, so...
Actually,
that's the same stat with
podiatrists of America.
It's like the same with like 1 in 5 men you know are gay.
Actually, it's...
Well, we have that here in the office, and guess what? One is, so...
I don't know about that statistic.
Who is it?
Who is into
who
feet
is it?
Here?
Anna.
Who's gay?
Anna.
No,
oh, we know
feet.
That one.
Yeah, we got that one.
Who's into feet? I'm not. Yeah, I don't have a foot fetish.
I don't have a fetish. I'll rub one from time.
Somebody's gonna admit it.
I like the massage.
I'd admit
the best
it.
Part about
they
going
don't to, gross me out.
Like
but
if my wife wanted me to suck a toe, I'd do it.
Yeah.
If she's like, hey, I really want some toe, and I said, okay.
Want some toe.
Al had no problems. Remember doing mine.
I've sucked a toe in my day.
I'm really going.
Oh, here he comes.
Weird direction.
Yeah. What? Justin,
I think foes can. I mean, toes and feet can be really nice.
Are you attracted
to
feet?
So wait, are you the 1 in 5 that's gay and has a foot fetish in the office?
I am. But yeah, feet can look good, especially whenever you get like a nice toe all pedicured up and it's so soft.
But do you seek out photos of feet on the internet?
No, but I catch myself staring at them.
Do you think that you like feet so much because you have the worst feet in the office?
No, I don't have the worst feet.
You do have Fred's. No, you have Fred's.
I got big feet and a big toe, okay? But I don't have the ugliest feet in the office. I would say Trey's. Have you seen those toenails? Those can dig holes.
It's been at least 6 months since I've clipped them.
You can climb a tree with those.
Yeah, you guys want to see?
Trey's nails are gray. It's like somebody
died. Hurt in your shoe?
Wife.
Every once in a while. No, exactly. She's had a few cuts. We've had to break out the Band-Aids.
Yeah, that's not cool.
In bed, yeah.
Well, let's just go back to the letter real quick. Okay. Let's say he wasn't... Okay, feet, it's a weird thing. What if he was drunk texting other women, show me your some other body part? Would you be as willing to? Because it's feet, and because you're like, ew, it's just kind of a weird fetish thing. What if it was something else? I mean, he's still... basically being unfaithful to you when he's drunk.
Yeah, because feet to him are...
it's an arousal.
It's boobs to someone else. Yeah.
So whether it's feet, whether it's sending me pictures of your boobs, whatever it is, that's a level of unfaithfulness.
Uh-huh.
And I think you have a serious problem there.
From the text, a drunk man's comments are a sober man's thoughts. That's deep. Al, what are you doing?
That he's able to control it when he's sober, but when he's drunk, he just can't let it help himself.
I am so grossed out right now.
Unless you can share that thing with him, I would have a problem with that. Yeah. But she's invested so much time with him.
I'm about to post a picture of my foot on Instagram.
What?
Is there a sign?
Really? Because I was going to post one on Footbook.
Wow.
Kelly?
No, I don't have one. Okay. You know I don't do puns very well. I'm not quick like that.
Twitto?
Twitto's pretty good.
Twitto's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like Twitto.
I didn't really give her any advice. I guess you have to decide what level of kinkiness you're willing to put up with in a relationship. Maybe some people are. But I think it's a level of
infidelity.
Cheating.
Yeah.
It's a level of cheating.
All right. And let us know what you think of Big Al's foot.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my girlfriend for about 5 years now. We dated almost all of college. After college last year, she cheated on me. Once on a work trip, and we broke up. She told me right away we eventually rekindled everything, and we're going strong again. Then this year, I've caught her twice cheating on me again. And this time, she was hiding it. I'd always pictured our lives together, and she says she does too. She also can't seem to give me a legitimate reason that she chose to do this multiple times now. Part of me wants to forgive her and try to move past this in our phase and past this phase in our lives. And the other part says the smart move is to cut ties. We also have a dog that we both love more than anything, and we're going to sign a new lease together in a few months. Mistake? That's from CeeLo.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Yeah, buddy.
Follow the smart decision and let's end this relationship. She's playing you. She's using you. And you're a willing participant up until this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because now you're going to think smarter. And you're going to close this chapter in your life. And you're going to use the knowledge that you gained from being a man who takes back a cheating woman only to be cheated upon again.
Don't do it, dog.
To use that in your next relationship.
Over and over. Yep.
What if you lose the dog? You know, sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's painful, and, you know...
You can adopt another dog.
You can go rescue a beautiful dog that's going to love you. It's going to be all yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to the foot guy. Mm. Dating website, Plenty of Feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I was with someone for a long time. She's older than me, and things were good. Then out of nowhere, she started accusing me of cheating all of the time. All I did was work and come home, sometimes hanging out with the fellas. But then I came across an old female friend and we started hanging out. And then it got intimate. Yes, then I cheated. And they both found out. It got bad. I left my wife and went to the other woman. But I continued doing wrong there. So then we two went our separate ways. But I still communicate with my wife and I still love her dearly. Since I broke her trust, how am I able to get her back? I can really see myself being with her. I know I messed up, but please help me. I know what I did was wrong, so I'm accepting my karma, Chris.
Well, I mean, you could just start... if you really want to try to win her back, just start pursuing her like a man does. You know, and she'll reject you probably for a while, and maybe she'll reject you forever. I would put a time limit on it, though, right? How long do you pursue someone and really give it a good shot before you say, that's it, she's obviously not taking me back? Is it worth a year of your life? A year of, you know, asking her out, sending her little notes, apologizing for your horrible behavior, asking her if she'd at least meet you for coffee or something? At some point, it becomes harassment.
True.
But I guess it depends, you know, if she's really open. I guess you can kind of base it upon the way she reacts to your advances. Am I using the right words here? I feel like I'm not using the right words.
No, that's right.
So try to win her back. Just try to show her that you've changed. Try to show her how much you love her. And, you know, I'd put a timestamp on it. And if she finally tells you, you've got to stop, you've got to stay away, you've got to respect that. And then if she does one night really late think, wait, maybe I should give him another chance. Then she might reach out to you.
Ask for a picture of her feet.
There you go.
Yeah. No. Maybe that'll help.
Feet harmony.
Oh, from the text. Okay, cuticle. Instead of okay, cuticle. That's a good one.
There you go.
TikTok toe.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go, Anna. Good one.
All right, Kid Nation, if you want to write our love expert, make sure you go to KidNation.com. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. That's our love expert, Kelly Raspberry.
Those were hard.
They were tough today, Kelly.
They're not black and white answers.
I know. That's why you're
on that second one.
You're the love expert. That's why you got to answer those. But right now, it's time for you to win some money. The name of the game is Beat the Bank Extreme. And our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you have that password and you're caller number 13, you have a shot at $5,000 next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today's National Texture X Day, and Big Al picked the X he wanted to text, but he forgot her name.
I knew we called her Amphibia for her, because of her love of frogs, so I just said, maybe if I see her name, I'll remember it. So during the breaks, I've been going through my phone contacts. I'm like, Froggy, that's got to be her. Okay. I'm pretty sure. I'm 99.9% sure that's her, so I sent a text message. No response just yet.
I'll keep us posted.
But I know you're riveted.
Oh, of course. Speaking of posted, Big Al posted a picture of his foot.
Where?
Left foot.
Was it on Instagram?
Instagram and Facebook.
And Facebook.
Oh, man. Somebody's going to be going through their feed and that pops up.
That's going to pop up, Kelly.
And
make sure you have a glass of water next to you because I got cottonmouth just looking at his picture.
So dry. Why you lotion up before, Al?
I put a little bit of moisturizer.
Make it sexy, at least.
How do you make a foot sexy?
At least lotion it.
You have ashy glisten toes?
Oh, ashy everything. Even the bottom of his feet.
Yeah.
You couldn't get that angle because he didn't get the bottom, but I saw it.
Yeah. Hey, this is...
You have a drawer full of lotion right next to you.
I don't need filters. No filters here. This is real deal Holyfield.
Man, that was just... I appreciate you keeping it real, though.
Keeping it real, dog.
You're going to get it if you date Big Al. Get those toes. Eddie, what's going on, man?
How's it going?
Going great. What you got going on this morning, sir?
I'm actually working today. I was excited. I've been calling in every time.
Oh, you finally got through.
Hey. What do you do, dog?
I work for a communications company.
Gotcha.
I like that.
Keep it vague.
Yeah,
keep it vague.
Very vague.
We like communicating quite a bit ourselves, you know?
We are communicators.
That's right, Eddie. We're in your... in your realm there somewhere, hopefully.
Somewhere. Fellow broadcaster.
Yeah. Are you single or married, Eddie?
I am single.
Oh, okay, so all this money goes straight to you.
Yeah. For him to spend on the ladies.
On some ladies.
Actually, yeah.
Maybe a date this weekend, Eddie? You got somebody you can call?
There's a possibility,
yeah. I mean, always a possibility with Eddie.
He just wants to win money, and you're diving into his personal life.
I'm just trying to see how he's going to spend this bad
Why
boy
did
right
you
here.
And your last girlfriend break up, Eddie?
You going to text her?
I'm not sure. I don't know if the number still works.
There you go.
Are you a foot person, Eddie?
No.
Okay, yeah.
No. Stay off of my social right now.
Yeah, don't go look at that, Eddie. Yeah. It's going to be bad. All right, Eddie. Well, let's go ahead and try to win you some money. Let's step up to the vault.
Password accepted.
Oh. Not yet.
Well, you didn't give
Hello.
It to us.
Please enter your password.
There you go.
Crunch.
Password
there you go.
Accepted.
All right, there you go.
Sometimes The lady at the vault malfunctions. Yeah, she misfires sometimes. But it's all good. You gained access to our vaults. Which number would you like, Eddie?
39.
Vault number 39.
That's a good one. I think that's a good one, Eddie.
That's a nice number right there. That one's all yours. Here's Jenna to tell you how we play the game.
Okay, Eddie, I'm sure you know since you call every day, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You're going to get into the vault, and the banker's going to start shouting out some of those dollar amounts, and we have no idea how high it's going to go. So just feel it out and shout stop so we can hear you when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. And if any number ends in 1,000, that's definitely the highest number, so you better say stop.
Gotcha.
You got it.
Got you.
Hey, you're trying to win that money so you can go on a date this weekend. We already determined that.
Yes.
All right, Eddie, let's get in there. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
90. 140. 250. 330. 360. 380. 450. 500. 560. 710.
For it.
Steady Eddie.
You gotta go for it.
Yeah. I think the jump made me think it was gonna go higher.
Yeah,
I feel you, bro.
Sometimes the banker does that, Eddie, but you were going for it, and I hope you have a wonderful week, the rest of the week, and a wonderful day, Eddie.
All right, you guys do the same, and I'll put your best foot forward.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate
big
that.
Al Mag is doing right there.
Thank you, big dog.
From the text, another good website to find a date if you're into feet. Feetonly.com. You don't have to be corny at feetonly.com. Song right there.
Good one. That's a good one.
True story. We'll take your feet puns all morning long, by the way. And now we want to keep it goofy here because, by the way, go to kidtv.com and tune in there because coming up next, in costume, we're going to show them to you in person here. The last minute costume ideas for Halloween just in case you're waiting a little too long.
Yeah.
And you procrastinated. Anna and Justin worked on this. We got the staff dressed up so you get to see what they actually look like.
Yay.
And we'll give them to you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll hook up with another password in about 25 minutes, Kid Nation, so you can play Beat the Bank Extreme. Had the vault closed on our boy Eddie. It happens. He was going for a lot of money. And
he
stayed in there as long as he could. Unfortunately, it closed on him. So we'll have another password. New game for you coming up soon. And we urge you, if you have already gotten to the office or you're near a computer or you can bust out your phone because you're in the passenger seat, go ahead and go to Kid TV right now because we're going to give you some last-minute costume ideas for Halloween. Yeah. All people procrastinate from time to time.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And some of us like to procrastinate when it comes to costumes, and then we get so stressed out because we don't know what we're going to be, and then you spend all day today just you're not working. You can't get anything done because you're thinking about that costume. We got you. Right, Justin?
Yeah, that's right. Have no fear, Kid Nation, because
White Face is here. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going for like a teenage Michael Myers, you know, Halloween.
Okay.
Am I giving that? I'm sorry for that. Yeah.
Michael Myers? No, he has a mask and crazy hair.
Well, that's what the white face.
You got the head crazy hair.
Okay.
Mask.
Yeah. You just do with a white face.
Okay. I'm offended.
Stop.
Me too.
You are canceled.
This is part
in my
of the
culture.
Costume. Just wait till I put it on.
Hashtag
you have something to go over.
Party's
it.
Over? Yes.
Ready.
Okay.
This is a turn down.
It's a fashion show / costume.
Okay.
Show. But these are last minutes, okay? We did this. We made 7 costumes and a budget of $40, okay?
That's pretty
good. All right,
good.
That's great.
You're welcome. Cue music. Boom.
Nice.
Y'all. Kid Nation, wake up, because we got a billionaire in the studio. It's Kylie Jenner's Rise and Shine. Hello. Now, be careful. Oh. Don't step too close. You might get burned by a trademark lawsuit over this Rise and Shine because Kylie Jenner is about to own the sun.
Okay, so Anna has yellow face. A crown. And
yes,
a sun crown.
She's a sun.
And a yellow sweater.
Yeah.
Okay. That way you look like the sun. The famous Rise and Shine costume right there.
Rise and Shine.
You look good, Anna.
Thank you. And to go with my costume, we've made a couple's costume. Okay. Oh no. What's that? Is a storm a brewing? Because it looks like Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy Webster. She's rocking a storm cloud face and fierce lightning bolt coming out of her cloud cheek.
I'm terrified of Justin.
Come my way.
So Justin's a storm cloud with his white face.
I'm Stormy Webster.
I got you.
You got a poster board and you made a big cloud.
Mm-hmm. And cotton balls all around the face.
Okay. Cut out the middle for your face to go through and put cotton balls around it.
I'm actually going to go ahead and endorse this costume.
I like
here.
It.
I like it a
that's
lot.
Good. And yes. And it's cheap. It's only cheap.
On a budget.
Yeah, on a budget. Oh, that's really good, guys.
And a little lightning bolt out of the leftover construction paper.
Uh-huh. So far, so good. We've had Kylie.
I feel like if Justin went out in town around this, so they think he was the tornado. It might be.
Oh, no. The tornado flew around. Okay, you ready? OMG, SKSKSK, global warming. You've met your match because Visco Girl is here to save the turtle.
Oh, yes.
What? After she posts a selfie edited on the Visco app. Go, girl. This is a college girl with her hydro flask and metal straw because she puts the reduce and reduce, reuse, recycle. Need a scrunchie? She'll let you borrow one. Skadoop, skadoop.
Okay, there I you think go. You're not college. This would be 7th, 8th, 9th grade girl. Yes. This is my daughter.
Yeah, this high school girl.
Minus the facial hair.
So Nick's wearing a wig and an oversized t-shirt. And Nick, nothing under.
Yeah, it looks like you're not wearing pants.
I guarantee you a drunk guy would hit on you.
Yeah, you probably need to shave the legs first, so yeah.
A sober owl hits on me already.
And you've got to have the Hydro Flask. That is a must for this particular outfit.
All right.
Yeah, Nick's got good legs, by the way. I didn't know Nick was rocking some good legs.
Me either. Good job, girl. Save those turtles. Skadoop, skadoop. Right.
I can't believe they got Nick to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Y'all watch out. Is this a piece of bread? Is that Butter Toast Podcast back from the dead? No way. Y'all, it's gluten coming in to haunt your metabolism.
Gluten. Okay.
All right, so Amy came in here looking thrilled as can be with a toast face.
Yes, I've made out of cardboard.
And butter all over her, painted yellow on her face.
Yes, thick thighs, run for your lives. The monster is terrorizing everything I'm trying to buy on the shelves in the grocery store. Please, please give me something the next that's gluten-free, girl. Look all at right. that, beautiful.
Yeah, I really like Amy's.
I like the toast.
Good job with gluten.
Because the butter looks so cool. Yeah.
So we're using a lot of poster board for these last-minute costumes.
Poster board, which is
making
great.
Making masks. Uh-huh. A homemade mask. Okay.
Go to the school section at the store where nobody else is going. Yeah.
Oh, look at this, and jingle my bells. Is Christmas coming early? It's Mrs. White Claus coming in to deliver us.
Miss White Claus. That's great. So Lacey's in a Santa costume with a belt with White Claws.
Yeah, she holstered up a six-pack of White Claws.
That's awesome.
That's
Santa
great.
Mrs.
White Claws. I like that.
Whoa.
So if you have a leftover Santa Claus suit from last Christmas, thank you. Never had a White Claw.
Where'd you get that that belt?
Raspberry flavored.
Where'd you get that belt from?
I borrowed it from a friend.
Is it a White Claw belt?
It's a beer belt.
It's a beer belt.
Yeah. Around Mrs. White Cloud.
That is.
I love that.
You get your husband's tool belt and put him in the pockets of the tool belt.
Yeah, but that looks so official. That looks so good.
There's last minute save your money, Casey.
True.
I love that.
Use what you have.
And we already got Christmas on in the store, so you can get your Santa outfit right now.
Yeah,
Mrs. White Claws knows no laws when it comes to White Claws. Stay true to the claw, Mrs. White Claws.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Smash the box.
Wow. Claw's got an attitude.
Lacey's in full character.
Santa White Claw, Santa White Claw.
Oh, no.
And now, boo-hoo-hoo, is it a ghost or is it a sheet with two holes cut out? No. Oh, wait, it's Big Al's Bubble Day. Hashtag ghosted.
Oh, hey, Bubble Day. Oh,
she finally showed up now.
You know what? Honestly, I don't know who that is.
That's Cammy,
I think.
Is
that Cammy?
Yeah,
okay.
It's Cammy.
So that's just a big sheet.
Yes.
That's a good disguise.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a Brooklinen sheet with two holes.
You don't cut a Brooklinen sheet. Go buy the cheap ones.
Yeah, go to the Goodwill and buy a sheet and cut it up.
Let me touch that sheet.
Yeah, it's not Brooklinen. It's a...
It is pretty soft, though.
Awesome. Nice. That was easy.
People still do that, huh?
Now, we have one more costume ready, but I need a volunteer.
Does it involve paint?
No.
Okay, I'll volunteer.
Okay. I need you to hold this.
Stacey's holding a roll of toilet paper.
What am I doing? Okay. Hold it across the chest and just
been around for me.
We can't hear you. Are you making them a mummy?
He's getting wrapped in toilet paper.
Hey, roll of toilet paper.
Okay, he's rolling them in toilet paper.
I'm stuck in my headphones, guys.
In toilet paper.
Okay.
That's my least favorite.
Yeah. Okay. Those were good.
Though. Well, the rest of them were good.
Those were good. Those
I don't
were all
like
good.
To waste the toilet paper.
Yeah, let me have it.
Yeah, this is a double ply.
This is our last roll, too, in the office, so we got to get
this. Is it really?
Yeah. But that's okay. But, you know, a roll of toilet paper is a dollar.
Those were cute.
Or you could be a mummy, too, with a roll of toilet paper if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You might need a couple.
Somebody with a lot of gauze.
Speaking of the toilet, one of you dudes keeps missing really bad.
Yeah, there's pee everywhere.
Like,
really? I didn't pee today.
It just reminded me. There's like a little puddle every time.
I don't know.
And I don't, because it's a big toilet. How do you miss?
Do you think maybe it's somebody washing their hands and shaking them? And
no,
it's
Keller.
Right at the foot
it's
of the toilet.
Right next to the toilet.
Hmm.
Like somebody's purposely doing this.
We could do DNA.
We need to do DNA.
Ew, I'm not scooping that up.
I'll do it, because it's been every time I've gone in there.
Can we make
a
rule that the guys have to sit?
No.
No way.
Why?
No way.
No.
But, I mean.
That seat is gross.
Who's going to enforce that rule?
Yeah, how you going to know I said
that? Yeah, make the rule.
Y'all
sure.
are all grown men. How do you not get it in the toilet?
I get it in the toilet.
I get it in the toilet.
Everybody's pee everywhere.
The person that is saying, is accusing other people, Jenna. Could it be you?
That was JC.
Was it? You're the one that's saying
no,
it's all over the place.
JC just brought it up.
Could be Jenna.
Yes.
Jenna.
Yes, I stand when I pee and I pee everywhere.
Floor peer?
I actually sit on that toilet.
You don't even hover?
No.
Jenna, go to the clinic.
Oh my god. Y'all are so dramatic.
Go to the clinic. I'll take you, Jenna.
Do we have a clinic here? A show clinic?
We need one with that toilet.
This can save your life, Jenna.
This really could.
Stay tuned next year for Halloween's costumes last minute. We're going to have Jenna's Peace Day next year.
Yay.
We will post these up at KidNation.com if you would like to take a look and you didn't get a chance to go to Kid TV. So good job, Justin.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice job, brother.
My favorite was the gluten.
Least favorite, toilet paper. I mean, no offense, JC.
That was fine. I'm with you on that one.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Round two. We did have the vault door close earlier today. But you know what? This is a new game. You got a brand new password. And our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You'll get to play if your caller number 17. And you'll need that password. And then you pick your vault, stay in there as long as you can, and claim your money. Just like that. In the meantime, do a little...
It's time for Tidbit News.
A little tidbit from my household. My daughter wanted me to let you guys know that she has learned to whistle.
Oh, cool.
So Chloe can whistle.
Awesome.
I can't even whistle.
So all I hear all day long at home is...
That's fun, though.
Yeah, that's cute.
Encourage can you whistle, talent.
Can you whistle on the inhale and the exhale or just the exhale?
Both.
Yeah, I can too.
That's good. All right.
Now, this has started a problem in my home, though, because what? Since she can whistle, my son can't whistle.
Oh, yeah.
And my son
got the whistles. The whistles go whee!
Yeah, so my son can't whistle, and so he is
frustrated
and jealous because he's been trying to learn how.
Whistle envy.
Yeah, he's got that whistle envy.
That's a thing.
So, if anybody, I played him the Flo Rida song.
He'll get it. He's going to work on it.
Teach him how to gleek. That was always what I did.
Can't
I can't whistle, but I could gleek, and I taught myself how to gleek because I couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
So then people would whistle and make fun of me, and I'm like, gleek in your face.
So you sprayed them? Isn't that the equivalent of spitting on someone?
It is. Indeed. I don't really do it anymore since I'm a mature adult, but yes, I used to do it often on the bus.
Okay. It's just not as much spit. It's just a little, little sprinkle of it.
It's like a little dragon.
By the way, if you're trying the purple shampoo challenge on TikTok...
What is that?
If you go to TikTok and you watch these girls, they're using that big purple bottle of shampoo that's purple.
Yeah.
And they put it on their dry hair, and apparently they think it's supposed to change your hair color from brown to blonde and from blonde to blonder, which is what it's supposed to be doing.
Purple shampoo on blondes is supposed to take some of the
I use purple even on my brown, but it takes brassiness out of
the
hair.
Yeah, the brassiness.
I've seen some girls even saying they hope their hair turns purple because it's a cheap way to get your hair purple.
It won't.
No, it's not.
And, that's what the shampoo company wants you to know. It's not going to do that. It's not going to paint your hair purple. It's not going to make you blonde.
No, get Kool-Aid for that.
The only reason, the only way it's going to work is if you already have icy blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because the purple shampoo, also known as toning shampoo, is designed to keep undertones at bay and help remove that brassiness. So that means if you're not blonde, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah, haven't you seen the old ladies when they come back from the beauty parlor and their hair is a lovely shade of lavender?
Uh-huh.
Or something like
that. I think
that's
what they're going for, because that does look pretty cool. By the way, if you are blonde, the shampoo will work, but it's just going to make your hair look more platinum-y, more blonde.
Yeah, well, I use it.
Yeah, I think my wife
has
that,
too. But I have brown hair, but I have blonde pieces, so my hair can tend to get really warm. So I use it to keep the... It's great on blonde hair.
Yeah.
Because blonde hair can get really yellow. You know, and
that,
orange.
That helps with it. Yeah, so if you're going to try the purple shampoo challenge on TikTok, there you go. It's not really working, but it does look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you have an iPhone 5, Apple says you need to update the software before November 3rd or it's going to stop working.
Oh,
really?
It's finally time. Yeah, because a lot of us, like, I had a 5, and I didn't.
You had a 4, didn't you? Was it a 5?
Sure. 5, 4, it's a,
two,
that's
five
a number.
Two, keep going.
I wouldn't update it because I knew that Apple would mess with your battery. And so I figured if I don't update it, then they can't do anything to my battery, and then this phone's going to keep working. And it actually worked, but they're saying now is the time to update it, because if you don't, it'll 100% stop working. So you have till November 3rd to get your update done. Also, a woman in New Hampshire keeps decorating her son's grave with a skeleton for Halloween, and the cemetery keeps removing it.
Oh,
but maybe her son really enjoyed Halloween.
Yeah, like me. I would love it.
Because you would like maybe that on yours.
Maybe she could decorate with some other Halloween object, like a jack-o'-lantern.
But maybe he liked
that's
skeletons.
So taboo. Yeah.
Yeah, just let the man have skeletons. Yeah. Can we not decorate the plots?
You can, but usually it's with flowers and things, right?
Right.
People not this leave one. A beer.
Yeah,
something.
How are you going to tell me what I want on my grave?
Exactly.
Yeah, I left a fifth of Weller's on my dad's grave. Or at least a cup full of Weller's.
You
whiskey,
did?
Scotch, yeah.
Did you go back to see if somebody drank it?
No. I'm sure they have groundskeepers that pick stuff up every day or two or three, especially at the military cemetery. I mean, that place is kind of pristine.
Yeah, it's always really clean.
Yeah. My dad loves some Weller's. I pour a little out, left it there for him just in case he wanted.
Did you have one with him, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, nasty.
There?
I don't know how my dad drank W.L. Weller's. Lord have mercy.
It's like that.
Big old thing.
$10.
It just gave me chills.
I don't know, but it was cheap. It was really, really cheap. W.L. Weller's, but man.
Yeah.
It's like that Fernet.
It's like on the bottom shelf.
That was his drink. That's his drink.
Have you ever had Fernet?
No.
It tastes like black licorice. It's disgusting.
That
was Sambuca.
That one tastes gross, too.
Jaeger.
No, Fernet, it's weird, but my buddy told me that's really good for the lining of your stomach, so...
What, to tear it up?
No.
Light it on fire?
Some purpose with it, and it actually helps you not have an upset stomach. So that would be our first shot of the night.
Pepto.
Kelly, apparently there's a shortage of black long-sleeved turtlenecks in San Francisco.
Oh, Kelly, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well,
so don't go shopping there, Kelly.
You've seen me wear one.
That's true.
And that's because so many people are dressing up as Elizabeth Holmes.
For Halloween?
Yeah.
She's the CEO of that health tech company. Is
it interesting.
Theranos?
Yeah, Theranos.
She stole that from Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
and
right?
Now she's getting the credit for it.
They say it's smart. Just have one thing you always wear and buy a bunch of it. That way you don't have to think about your wardrobe.
Yeah, but since she's not doing that Theranos anymore, she doesn't wear those clothes anymore at all.
Oh, no. Really?
Mm-mm.
No, everything about that was fake. Bad Blood. That's the book you got to read. It's great.
Didn't they have a show coming out or a movie?
They did. Yeah.
Okay. Guy in Arizona spent 3 years building a record-breaking pyramid made out of over 1 million pennies.
Wow.
He finally cashed it in for $10,303.15.
That's it, huh?
You imagine being the bank teller?
$10,000.
You need to roll those, sir, and put your account number on the rollers.
And a new study found that people today actually have about 5 hours of free time each day. But we're wasting it on our phones, people.
Who's got 5 hours? Who's got five extra
hours? I don't know.
Every day.
I wish I had 5 hours of free time.
Well, think about when you look at the hours you spend on your phone, it tells you.
My goal is to be less and less each week.
Yeah, right.
I'm averaging about 2 hours and 30 minutes a week.
Yeah, but it depends on how much work. Like, I do a ton of work on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ton of
but that's not free time. That's work.
Right. So, but it's hard for me to gauge what my fun phone time is.
My only free time lately is when I'm driving. Literally, that's the only time. But then I'm, you know.
That's not free time.
That's the only time I can't be checking emails and stuff.
I get like about an hour and a half before the wife and kids get home. So I got about an hour and a half of free time to myself.
That's nice.
What are you doing with that time? Playing video games.
It goes by
my phone.
On my phone.
All right, let's give away some money. Yeah, we also got a text here from Daniel from Odessa. It says, this is in reference to Big Al Mac's photo shoot. JC says it needs some lotion because it's ashy. I say it's moist and wrinkly, like he shoes it with when it's wet or he's going sockless. Nice foot, though.
Thank you, Daniel. That's from Odessa, and thank you, Evan Porter. Yeah, send me a little love on the gram.
Okay, so according to Daniel, you have nice feet.
Man, said, Daniel.
Does she like my feet?
Okay.
So there.
Get you some, Big Al.
Take that.
What's up, Gene?
Hello?
Gene, there you go. Hi, how you doing?
Oh, my God, I'm doing great.
Oh, hi.
My God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Where are you driving to?
I'm headed to work.
What do you do?
I work for the Missouri Department of Agriculture.
Oh, cool.
Ag.
Yeah. Good old ag.
Shout out to Ag.
Yay.
Shout out to Ag.
Oh, I can't believe this. I cannot believe this.
Well, believe it, because you got in. Let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Okay. Please enter your password.
Surfing.
Password.
Yeah,
accepted.
Surfing is the password, bruh. All right, Gene. You have gained access to our vaults. Now you get to pick one of the remaining vaults. Which one would you like?
Number 17, please.
All right, number 17. That one's all yours. Here's,
so exciting.
Here's Kelly Rasmussen.
Oh,
no, don't be nervous. You'll do just fine. Here's Kelly to tell you how we play the game.
You will be just fine. All you have to do is play the game smart, okay? The dollar amounts are going to gradually go up. They're never going to go backwards. They're going to go as high as possibly $1,000, $2,000, maybe $5,000. Your job is to yell stop before the vault door closes or you lose everything. However, if you do hear a dollar amount ending in the word thousand, that is as high as it's going to go, and you have to yell stop because the vault's still going to close. You know how to play.
I do.
I know you're going to do
right.
Great.
You got it. Vault number 17 is ready to go. Stay in there as long as you can. Let's see how much money you get. Let's play.
Beat the Bank Extreme.
$130. $200. $310. $360. $380. $470. $550. $710.
Stop.
All right.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. It's so much easier when you're not the one playing.
Right? Yeah, when it's not you with the money on the line.
You got $710, girl.
What you going to do
it's
with that?
It's probably a $5,000 ball, but that's okay.
Well, we're about to find out, but what are you going to do with $710?
Oh, I don't know yet.
That's good.
Hey, I'll buy you some agriculture.
I'm so shocked that I got it.
All right, well, Gene, here's the moment of truth. We're about to find out just how much money was in that vault.
Okay.
840. 920.
Dang it.
Oh, good job.
See, I would have waited if I'd have got up to that high. Yeah, I would have waited. I would have watched it.
That's right. You did just right.
Good job.
A tricky vault.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you too, Gene. You hang on for us. We'll get you all set up with your $710.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that banker was tricky today.
Yep.
Didn't get Gene, though. You got another chance to play tomorrow morning. We'll hook you up with those passwords at 710 and 810 Central Kid Nation. So make sure you join us, hang out with us, have a good time. And this week is flying, just flying by. We're already here Wednesday. And if you already forgot what's been going on this week, we got you. Anna's got your midweek update coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time to catch you up with what's been happening this week. It's time for Anna's midweek update, everybody.
Hello.
You can get the SNL one and get the Saturday Night Live
weekend
update, or you can hang with us and get this one right here.
Yeah, got you midweek.
Come on.
Happy almost Halloween. Let's creep it real, y'all.
Creep it real.
This month has been Halloween.
I know. It's honestly, it's felt like Halloween for the last 5 days, and it's not even Halloween yet. But but that's okay because it's a great time of year.
It's
so
a good time.
It only makes sense to sprinkle a little spooky in here.
Okay.
So
spooky music.
Yeah, spooky music. Okay, so HBO canceled one of the Game of Thrones prequels before it even aired. And the same day, we found out that the two writers of the regular series backed out of another project, right? So where was this type of energy during season 8, huh?
Right?
Because
passion.
Yeah, tomorrow's Halloween, but the Game of Thrones series finale is what's still haunting all of us.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Angry fans out there.
Yeah. So it was announced yesterday that Nicolas Cage is starring in a movie called Wally's Wonderland, about an amusement park where the animatronics come to life. So it's basically a trip to Chuck E. Cheese and not what I thought, which was a John Mayer concert at Walmart. Wally's Wonderland.
Yes.
Okay, so I love Twitter and social media in general. We were just looking at how much time we spend on our phones, and I'm too scared to check mine. But around this time of year, it would be kind of cool to think of what it would be like if actual Halloween witches were on social media, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So here are some witch tweets. Okay. Sup, you basic witches. Make my brew a grande with a side of new Ariana Grande music. She's releasing the Charlie's Angels soundtrack on Friday. I'm really excited. Just slid into Dr. Pimple Popper's DMs. You know, witches have the classic witches have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like, yeah, like, have the big old
big nose warts. Mm-hmm. Just switched to an electronic vehicle. Yeah, the new Dyson is lit.
Okay, gotcha.
No, not casting a spell. Just have resting witch face.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course.
That problem's real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Selling 100% that witch merch. Link in bio. So, since today is the day before Halloween, I thought I would do the night before Christmas.
Okay.
But instead, it's the night before Halloween.
Yeah.
A little spooky poem. 'Twas the night before Halloween, and all through the haunted house, not a creature was dressed up, because, duh, I'm a mouse. The pumpkins were carved and posted with care, in hopes that on Insta, you would like it and share. The kids wait till tomorrow to go trick-or-treating, but the teens will stay home, TikToking and tweeting.
True.
Are there parties tomorrow? Will we be party crashers? And show up in the darkness like the hash-slinging slasher. So tonight's the last night to prep costumes, paint faces, hit up your best friend, couples costume, Freddy and Jason. But if that's not your thing and this idea gets shoved, what do you want to be for Halloween? I just want to be loved.
Oh, Anna, we love you.
Aww. Thank you.
Yeah. But he's so far away.
I know. Yeah, my long-distance boyfriend's far away.
Mm-hmm. Where is he? I thought he was moving.
Yeah, soon, hopefully.
We're using the excuse now he's waiting to the end of baseball season. That's what we've convinced ourselves.
Well, that's tonight.
Yeah. And I'm like, how's that World Series going?
Game seven.
They're not taking a day of rest.
No. Tonight's tonight.
Yeah, last year when during the World Series, he was working insane hours. But this year, it's okay.
Because he works in sports.
Yeah. He works in sports. So
after the World Series is over.
We'll see, hopefully.
Well, then they got to prep for next season.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, get ready. Spring training's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You moved into the apartment, though, didn't you?
I did, yes. Yeah, okay. So I'm kind of living by myself right now, which is okay.
What's the latest couch update? Oh, you sold it.
I did sell my couch, but the guy that bought it from me asked me to hold it for a little bit until he moves into his new place, and I was like, I'm not in a rush, so that's fine. So I'm just holding it for a little bit. Nice. But yeah, I did sell it, which is great.
Good.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Was that guy single?
I don't know.
Wondering.
No need to ask.
Why not?
Well, because Anna's not, so.
Yeah, that's true.
When does that ever stop you, Al?
I ask.
Al didn't get a response, by the way, from his ex-girlfriend today.
No.
She read it.
Oh, it is red.
It's red.
So she left me on red. Well, somebody did. If it's the same person, I don't know. And then I sent 3 messages, right?
See, that's always my tip to women or men who are trying to get rid of someone they're not interested in. Never respond.
Just don't respond.
You just don't.
What was it?
Because it encourages them.
Well, I sent her... This is Big Al. Is this who I think it is?
Oh, nice.
Then, do you still love frogs? And what? It's National Text Your Ex Day, and I thought about you.
Hope her name was Amphibia.
I can't think of her name.
Hits in 3 before they respond to 1.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.